You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
God has good news for you. It's Christmas. It's Christmas in July.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Gracious God and Father in heaven, we are grateful for this opportunity to share your word with one another through this radio broadcast. Open our ears to hear and our hearts to believe. Show us where we have sinned. Show us our need for Jesus, our Savior. Take us to Bethlehem, to Calvary, to the empty tomb. Send your Holy Spirit into our hearts to give us understanding, faith, and hope. Hear us, for we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Merry Christmas, a blessed, happy Christmas to all of you. Christmas in July? Are you serious? We just finished celebrating Dominion Day, Independence Day. We are looking forward to celebrating Labor Day and Thanksgiving Day. It's a long time before we start thinking about Christmas. So what if there are only 147 shopping days before Christmas? Let's not rush the season. Christmas in July? Who ever heard of celebrating Christmas in July? Friend, God wants every day to be a Christmas day for you. Yes, Christmas in July. Listen again to his Christmas message. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This day, today, and tomorrow, and every day of the year, God's word to you and to me is, unto you is born a Savior. Every day is Christmas. Every day God speaks to us the good news, the good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. The Savior is born. The December 25th festival of Christmas is perhaps the most joyous, the most celebrated day of the year. Young and old, rich and poor get involved in gift buying, gift wrapping, decorating the home, putting up the Christmas tree, partying, singing Christmas carols, and worshiping the Holy Christ Child. It's an exciting time of the year. But when it's over, it's over. Come December 26th, we are ready to move on to the next holiday, New Year's Day. We quickly forget about Christmas until the calendar on the wall tells us that it's time once again to sing, Joy to the World, the Lord is come, that it's time once again to buy presents and decorate the tree. Christmas in July? Who ever heard of Christmas in July? In our basements and attics, there are boxes and cartons filled with decorations, wrappings, artificial Christmas trees, and manger scenes. That's where we have put Christmas. We have packed our celebration of Christmas neatly away until it's time. July? No way. December, that's the time. Until December rolls around, we will keep Christmas stored away in our basements and attics. Christmas in July? Who ever heard of celebrating Christmas in July? And what about Jesus? What do we do with him? Is he stored away too? Is he treated like one of the decorations? Is he just the doll in the manger scene? That's the way it often happens. When Christmas Day is over, we forget all about the real Christmas gift, the one that's most important, God's gift of a Savior. We store him away until it's time. We set him aside. We put him on the shelf until it's the right time, until we think we need him. And for many people, that's only on December 25th. Is Jesus a one-day-of-the-year Savior for you? Do you think about him only at Christmas? Does this July day find the real Jesus stored away in your basement or attic? Perhaps you are thinking, hold on a minute, preacher. We go to church every Sunday. Okay, so you have given Jesus Sunday too. But is that all? 52 days out of the year plus Christmas? But is that all? Is Jesus a once-a-week Savior for you? Are you a Sunday Christian plus Christmas? Do you find yourself going to church on Sunday, singing the praises of Christ the Lord, but being very careful to leave him at the church when the service is over? A recent study has revealed some rather startling information. The average 70-year-old man has spent 24 years sleeping, 14 years working, 8 years in amusements, 6 years at the dinner table, 5 years in transportation, 4 years in conversation, 3 years in education, 2 years studying and reading, 4 years in miscellaneous activities, and counting 45 minutes spent in church on Sunday and the 5 minutes devoted to prayer each day, a total of 5 months for the Lord. Out of 70 years, only 5 months set aside in a special way for the Lord. Is that all? Is that all the time we can find in our lives for Jesus? It would seem that we find it rather expedient to store Jesus away in the church. It's our way of keeping him out of our lives, except for that hour or two on Sunday morning. We put Jesus on the shelf, like a bottle of medicine, to be used only in case of emergency. Maybe, just maybe, we will use him if there is an emergency. If we get into trouble with our family, with our friends, trouble that we can't seem to handle ourselves, maybe, just maybe, we will turn to Jesus. If we are sick and the doctors are shaking their heads, maybe, just maybe, we will look to Jesus. If we have a guilty conscience, an aching heart, and all the good counsel of our friends and neighbors doesn't seem to be helping, maybe, just maybe, we will think about Jesus. If we are facing death, and the fear of what lies beyond that final moment, that final breath, is more than we can bear, Perhaps then it's time to turn to Jesus, to run to the church, to take Jesus off the shelf where we have kept him stored, in case of an emergency. Yes, it's not just the Christmas decorations that we store away, but so often it's Jesus too, the real Jesus. And in so doing, we have missed what Christmas is really all about. Unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And tomorrow, and the next day, and the next, God's message will be the same. Unto you is born this day a Savior. Every day is Christmas for God, and that's the way God wants it for you and for me. Every day is to be Christmas, because every day God shares with us the good news. God shares his gift of a Savior. His gift is not just for December 25th, not just for Sundays, not just in case of an emergency. God's gift of a Savior is for every day of every week of every year that we live on this earth. And why? Because today and every day, as long as we live, we need God's Christmas gift. We need the Savior who is Christ the Lord. God our Father in heaven doesn't come around handing out gifts and blessings for which we have no need. God didn't send his Son into the world, born of the Virgin Mary, born in Bethlehem's manger on that Christmas night, just on the chance that we might need a Savior. God so loved the world, the Bible tells us, loved a world that had sinned against him, loved that world so much that he gave his only Son as Savior, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God has given us a Christmas gift, a Savior, and we need his gift because we have sinned against him. God's word is clear. We all have sinned and fall short of his glory. There is not a just, a perfect man on earth who does everything good and sins not. Sin is the breaking of God's holy commandments. Sin separates from God. Sin brings God's judgment. The wages of sin is death, eternal death in hell. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. We stand accused and condemned before the law of God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That we have failed to do. Sins of idolatry, cursing, swearing falsely, gossiping, disobeying parents and those in authority, hating, stealing, adultery, lying, coveting, they are all there in one form or another in our lives. St. John tells it like it is when he says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We need a Savior from sin. We need God's Christmas gift more than anything else. We need Jesus Christ, whom God sent into the world to save the world. We need him whom God gave into death on the cross for the sins of us all. God made him, Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin for us. God punished his Son with all the death and hell that we deserve because of our sins. Christ was our substitute before the holy and righteous God. He died for you and for me and for all people. He was buried, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He is the living Lord, the victorious Lord, the living Savior, who has won salvation, forgiveness, life, life eternal for all who believe. Yes, we need him. We need the Savior. Not just on Christmas Day, December 25th, not just on Sundays, not just in case of an emergency, but every day. Every day we sin. Every day we stand in need of God's forgiveness that we might live in a new relationship with him. Every day we need the living Christ as Savior and Lord in our lives. Every day we face trouble, worry, heartache, pain, suffering, loneliness, sickness, and death. We would like to think that we can handle sin and all the problems that go with it by ourselves. But there's no way. We have tried. We have been trying ever since man first turned away from God in sin. But there's no way. We need Jesus. We need the living Christ. Only in him, only in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is there forgiveness for all our sins. There's no way that we can earn God's forgiveness. The great Apostle Paul makes that clear to us when he writes, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in God's sight. No person, by his own good works, by his efforts to keep God's commandments, can merit God's mercy and forgiveness. It's only in Jesus. Only the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Only in Jesus do we find the strength to cope with the problems that each day of our life brings. He is love. He is joy. He is peace. He is understanding and patience and courage. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cast our worries and our cares upon him, for he cares for us. We are never alone. Christ is always with us. Only in him, only in Jesus is there hope, the certain hope of an eternal life in heaven. He is the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in him shall never die. Every day we need to hear and believe God's Christmas message, God's good news. Unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Have you celebrated Christmas today? Have you confessed and proclaimed Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord? Perhaps we ought to put up the Christmas tree. Yes, in July. Set up the manger scene, put up the stars, light the candles, gather the family together and sing, Joy to the world, the Lord is come. It's Christmas. Every day is Christmas, even in July. For every day God shares with us the good news. God shares with us His gift of a Savior. Merry Christmas. A blessed, happy Christmas to all of you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. That's God's good news to you this day and every day. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in Him as your personal Lord and Savior. For whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have life. Life today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.